What Mark and Patricia Maurer Have Meant to Us by Pam and Roland Allen. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Pam and Roland Allen. From the editor. As many readers will know, Roland Allen is a cane travel instructor at the Louisiana Center for the Blind. He is a wonderfully gentle man and is not given to putting himself front and center unless encouraged to do so. It probably goes without saying that Pam has the more public role as the first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind, the chairman of the Federation's National Board, the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana, and the executive director of the Louisiana Center for the Blind. Both Roland and Pam are blessed to have one another, and the Louisiana Center for the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind benefit greatly from their partnership, their love, and the example it sets for us all. Here is what they have to say about two people they love very much. In celebrating and reflecting upon the contributions of Dr. and Mrs. Maurer, Roland and I reminisced about so many amazing memories. Our initial connection with the Maurers has grown into a deep and cherished friendship from which we draw strength and joy. As we have grown as Federationists, our bond has deepened. Like so many, Dr. and Mrs. Maurer have served and continue to serve as mentors and teachers to us. Initially, we were both a little intimidated, but we soon learned how much the Maurers cared about us individually and wanted to help us on our journey. I remember attending my first national convention in 1991 in New Orleans. As busy as Dr. and Mrs. Maurer were, they made time to talk with me and made me feel that I had something valuable to share. They also were willing to open their hearts and share their stories, which made me realize I also had much to learn. Roland and I can recount multiple times when we were challenged to take on a new project or role in the Federation with the encouragement of the Maurers. Even though some of those projects seemed larger or more difficult than we thought possible, the knowledge that we were entrusted with a job helped us develop our leadership skills and gain invaluable knowledge about ourselves and our organization. And we thought about how many times we called Mrs. Maurer, always a wealth of information to find solutions. So many people came to training and or to the Federation because of the initial contact they had with her to find out what was possible, sometimes when they were at their lowest point and their obstacles seemed insurmountable. Through her, they found hope, a sense of belonging, and possibility. Roland and I witnessed how the Maurers supported each other as a couple and maintained a strong and loving family. We loved seeing them interact with David and Diana during the many times we shared meals and celebrated at Federation family gatherings. Juggling all of the responsibilities is not an easy task, but their commitment and sacrifice made it possible. The loving and honest feedback and conversations that we have had over the years have taught us lessons that we still employ each day in the work we do at the Louisiana Center for the Blind and in the National Federation of the Blind. First as teachers and now as beloved friends, Roland and I take seriously the responsibility of carrying out the example and legacy set by Dr. and Mrs. Maurer. Though we are celebrating their retirement from their official jobs, we are truly celebrating the thousands of lives changed because of the time, energy, knowledge, and most importantly, love that they have poured into us. This quote from John Cage also makes us think of Dr. Maurer. People are afraid of new ideas. I am frightened by the old ones. Dr. Maurer always challenged us to think of what was the next problem to solve. Thankful for the friendship, guidance, and love, we look forward to celebrating many more joyful moments in the future together. With never-ending gratitude, Pam and Roland.